The Cozy Cooperative Grail, Building a Complete Marvel Champions Collection. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Marvel Champions, the card game is the coziest collecting grail in a card's wing because it is a living card game. Every pack has a fixed, non-random list of cards, so you can build the entire library with zero chase rarity gambling. The line is alive and well in 2026. Wonder Man, Hercules, and a Daredevil Echo campaign are all on the roadmap, so this is a Play It Forever shelf, not a frozen trophy. There are grails you put behind glass and there are grails you wear soft at the corners from being loved. Marvel Champions is the second kind. Pour the cocoa, friend, let me tell you why I keep coming back to this one. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What makes Marvel Champions the coziest cooperative card game to collect? I have a whole shelf of games that look cozy and play like a tax audit. Marvel Champions is the opposite. It looks like a comic book toy box and plays like a warm hug with a little teamwork built in. You and up to three friends each pick a hero, build a deck, and work together against a villain the game itself controls. Nobody loses to a friend. Nobody gets eliminated and sits in a corner. You win as a table or you lose as a table, and either way you reach for the next scenario. What makes it a collecting grail, though, is the way it grows. Every hero comes in their own little pack, every campaign in its own box, and they all snap into the same beautiful color-saturated system. The shelf becomes a rainbow of characters you actually chose, your Spider-Man, your Captain Marvel, your weird favorite that nobody else at the table understands. It is intensely personal in a way only a slowly built collection can be. 1-4 players, fully cooperative, no take that, no king-making. 45-90 minutes a session, which is exactly a mug of tea long. Modular, every purchase plugs in, nothing you buy ever becomes dead weight. It is simply the game I would hand a nervous new player and the game I would still be playing a decade later. That dual life is the whole magic. Why does the No Chase Rarity LCG model remove all collecting anxiety? Here is the part that genuinely changed how I think about collecting. Marvel Champions is a living card game, and the defining promise of an LCG is this fixed non-random distribution. When you buy a hero pack, you know down to the last card exactly what is inside. There is no foil you are chasing. No 1-in-100 pool. No buying a second box hoping the rares fall differently this time. To my cozy heart, that fixed distribution model is the whole superpower. If you have ever felt that little knot in your stomach cracking a collectible booster, the gambler's flinch, this is the antidote. The whole hobby of completing Marvel Champions is just deciding what you want and buying it. Once the card you need is in the pack with that card's name on it. Zero duplicate waste, you never buy the same pack twice for cards you already own. Total budget visibility. Every pack has a known price and a known contents list, so you can plan a year of buying like a tidy little garden. No FOMO churn, the cards don't rotate out of legality. An old pack plays exactly as it always did. For a cozy curator like me, that is everything. Collecting should feel like tending something, not like pulling a slot machine lever in the dark. Marvel Champions lets you build a complete, deliberate library with a calm heart, the rarest, most beautiful feeling in this whole hobby. Where should a new collector start and what comes next? Do not let the size of the full library scare you. The kindest path is the simplest one. Start with the core, then add only what you love. You do not need everything at once to feel complete. Your own ramp in order. 1. The core set. This is the whole game, 5 heroes worth of cards, 3 villains, all the tokens. 1 box, 4 players, a complete experience the first night. Start here, full stop. 2. A hero pack for someone you adore. Each is a small box built around a single character with their full deck and a signature playstyle. Buy the hero whose name made you grin. That emotional pick is the right pick. 3. A campaign box for the long arcs. These are the deluxe cooperative stories, Rise of Red Skull, Galaxy's Most Wanted, The Mad Titan's Shadow, multi-scenario sagas you play across several cozy evenings, leveling your heroes between sessions. From there it branches as wide as your shelf and budget allow. Scenario packs that drop in a single big bad, more heroes, more campaigns. The beautiful thing is there is no wrong order. A collection assembled by affection. I bought the heroes I love and the stories that call to me. is a more honest grail than a sealed master set anyone could order in one click. Are the Deluxe Games magnetic token upgrades worth it? Oh, the tokens. Let me be honest and a little dreamy here. The most whispered about table upgrade in this fandom is the Deluxe Games Deluxe Magnetized Upgrade Set. It's all in variant packs, roughly 95 vivid Comic Bright tokens. Damage, threat, status, resources that magnetically stay put on your hero and villain boards instead of skittering off every time someone bumps the table. They are printed in plant-based PLA bioplastic. They look like little candy gems and they're a genuine table splurge. So here is the cozy curator straight talk. They are gorgeous and right now they are also sold out. As of this writing, the set lists at about €90, 9.90 on Deluxe Games. Come with a sold out status, and it is a boutique made in batches accessory, also sometimes found via Etsy or Philibert, but stock comes and goes. Treat it as a someday nice to have, not a load-bearing part of the grail. The cardboard tokens in the core box work perfectly. Your collection is complete and beautiful without these. If you fall in love, set a stock alert and pounce when a batch drops. Pricing and availability genuinely move. My honest read, chase the cards first, the magnets last. The deluxe tokens are a ribbon on a present that is already wonderfully wrapped. Lovely to want, never required to feel finished. How do you use Hall of Heroes to track your collection? Every great collection deserves a little ledger, and for Marvel Champions, the community has built you a beautiful one. Hall of Heroes Hall of Heroes. Come, it's a fan-run hub with a card database and a release calendar, and it's the resource I reach for first, a warm public square for the whole hobby. Here is how I'd lean on it, Coco in hand. Plan before you buy. Browse by hero and by aspect, the four card, colors, aggression, justice, leadership, protection, so you can see exactly what a pack adds to your deck building toolbox before it ever ships. Track completion. Because the LCG distribution is fixed, the database doubles as a tidy checklist. You can see precisely which packs you still need to round out a hero and aspect or the whole library. Watch the release calendar. Hall of Heroes keeps a current upcoming releases list, so you always know what is coming and when, no surprises, just gentle anticipation. What I love about leaning on a fan-built resource is how it makes the solo act of collecting feel companion. You are not assembling this shelf in a vacuum. You are walking a path thousands of cozy nerds have lovingly mapped. Open the database, sketch your next three buys, and let the planning be half the pleasure. That to me is collecting at its most contented. Solo or couch cooperative, which does it do better? This is the question I get most, and the lovely answer is, it refuses to pick a side and it's magnificent at both. Solo Marvel Champions is one of the best one-player card games ever made. You can run a single hero or pilot two decks at once for a meteor puzzle, and the villain's automated turns mean there is always an opponent waiting for you on a quiet evening. It is the perfect wind-down ritual, shuffle, sip, solve. No scheduling, no setup negotiation, just you and a deck you built with your own hands. Couch Cooperative is where my heart lives though. Two players across a small table, mugs and a candle, each of you piloting a hero and quietly coordinating. I'll tank this turn, you go for the scheme, is about the warmest 2 minutes to learn, evening to savor experience the card's wing offers. There is real teamwork, real little victories, and zero of the friction that competitive games bring to a cozy night in. Solo, meditative, always available, endlessly replayable. Two player, the sweet spot, tight, talkative, intimate. 3-4, louder, sillier, a delightful game night centerpiece. If you mostly play alone, buy it without hesitation. If you have one favorite person to share a table with, buy it twice as fast. It was built for exactly that couch. How big is the full library and what does it cost to complete? Let me set honest expectations because a grail deserves honesty. Marvel Champions has been releasing steadily since 2019. And the full library is large, dozens of hero packs, a long shelf of scenario packs, and a row of deluxe campaign boxes. This is the kind of collection you build across years, not a weekend. The money, told straight. A few hundred dollars gets you the core plus a happy starter stack of heroes and a campaign. The full shelf is a years-long climb, not a single finish line. True 100 now needs the secondary market. Normal LCG churn means some older packs, Captain America and Doctor Strange among them, are officially out of print. Hunting those down is part of the romance, not a flaw. And here is the reassuring part, the line is not winding down. The 2026 roadmap keeps the lights on warmly, so the core and current waves remain reliably viable while you take your sweet, cozy time. You are completing a living thing at your own pace with no clock ticking. Is this the Play It Forever shelf or a trophy collection? Friend, this is the Play It Forever shelf, and I'd argue that's the higher grail. A trophy collection is something you finish and freeze. Marvel Champions is something you finish and then keep living in. The clearest proof is the future. This is not a deadline you're collecting out of nostalgia, it is alive and being lovingly fed. The 2026 roadmap alone keeps adding to the shelf. Wonder Man and Hercules Hero Parks in the spring, finishing off the Civil War mini-wave. Fear No Evil, a street-level campaign box bringing Daredevil and Echo in as playable heroes. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage Hero Parks, a Shadowlands scenario pack in the autumn, and Elektra and Iron Fist rounding out the year. So the grail keeps gently growing, which means complete is a moving, joyful target rather than a final wall. You will never sit before a finished, untouchable monument. You'll always have one more cozy hero to slot in. That, to me, is the whole point. The most precious thing on my shelf is not the rarest box. It's the game I'll still be teaching to a friend, half asleep with Coco, 10 years from now. Marvel Champions is built body and soul to be exactly that. Save up, collect slowly, and play it forever. There is no warmer grail in the card's ring. Final verdict. Marvel Champions is the warmest grail in the card's ring. A living card game you complete deliberately, with zero chase rarity gambling, one beloved hero at a time. Skip the sold-out Deluxe Games magnets for now, they're a someday ribbon, not the gift itself. This is the Play It Forever shelf. Save up, collect slowly, and play it on the couch for a decade. Frequently asked questions. How much does it cost to start playing Marvel Champions? That one box is a complete 1-4 player game you can play the first night without buying anything else. What does it cost to complete the entire collection? Far more than the entry price suggests. A few $100 gets you a happy starter stack core plus some heroes and a campaign, but full completion is a years-long climb. The good news, you build it slowly at your own pace with no random packs along the way. Why is it called a grail with no chase rarity? Because it's a living card game with fixed, non-random distribution. Every pack's contents are known in advance. The grail is the act of deliberately assembling a complete, color-saturated library you chose card by card, with zero gambling. It's a collecting marathon you run with a calm heart. Can I get a 100 complete collection brand new? Not quite anymore. Normal LCG churn means a few older packs, Captain America and Doctor Strange among them, are officially out of print. So true 100 completion now requires a little secondary market hunting. For most collectors, that hunt is part of the romance, not a deal breaker. Is Marvel Champions still getting new releases in 2026? Yes, and steadily. The 2026 roadmap includes Wonder Man and Hercules Hero Packs in the spring, a Daredevil Echo street-level campaign called Fear No Evil, plus Jessica Jones and Luke Cage Hero Packs, a Shadowlands scenario pack, and Elektra and Iron Fist later in the year. The line is very much alive, so the core and current waves stay reliably viable. Are the Deluxe Games magnetic tokens necessary? Not at all, they're a lovely cosmetic splurge, not a requirement. They're also currently sold out direct from the maker, €99.90, and only surface intermittently elsewhere. The cardboard tokens in the core box work perfectly. Chase the cards first and treat the magnets as a someday nice to have.